This is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular.
The branches have traded their leaves for white sleeves. All warm-blooded creatures make ghosts as they breathe. Scarves erect tightly like ears under trees. Christmas lights tangle in knots and you leave. Our families huddle closely, bedding warmth against the cold. But our bruises seem to surface like mud beneath the snow. So we sing carols softly, as sweet as we know. A prayer that our burdens will lift as we go. Like young love still waiting under mistletoe. Welcome December with tireless hope. Let our bells keep on ringing, making angels in the snow. And may the melody disarm us when the cracks begin to show. Like the petals in our pockets, may we remember who we are. Unconditionally cared for by those who share our broken hearts. The table is set and our glasses are full. Though pieces go missing, may we still feel whole. We'll build new traditions in place of the old. 'Cause life without revision will silence our souls. Let the bells keep on ringing, making angels in the snow. And may the melody surround us when the cracks begin to show. Like the petals in our pockets, may we remember who we are. Unconditionally cared for by those who share our broken hearts. As gentle as feathers, the snow piles high. Our world gets rewritten and retraced every time. Like fresh plates and clean slates, our future is white. New Year's resolutions will reset tonight.
Man, that's a pretty song. That's called Snow. It's by Sleeping At Last. Well, Sleeping At Last is basically Ryan O'Neill. No, not that Ryan O'Neill. So you see the need for another moniker, right? You probably heard his music in movies like The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, and TV shows like Grey's Anatomy, So You Think You Can Dance, Bones, and Vampire Diaries, and a lot more. Huh, vampires love Sleeping At Last. Now that I say it, it makes total sense. Get more info from links at mychristmasstocking.net. No, hi, I'm Lee Cameron. This is the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. I already told you that. This is going to be kind of a different summer music spectacular than usual because, you know, usually I like to play fun, upbeat, kind of summery kind of Christmas music. I couldn't find much that I liked this year. And with all the craziness, everybody's on edge. Doesn't matter how you feel about things, you're on edge about something. So maybe we just need some peaceful music this year. An interesting Christmas is ramping up this summer. Something that got a lot of response on Twitter was a link to southernliving.com, which had a profile of the Inn at Christmas Place, which is a hotel near Dollywood in Tennessee that celebrates Christmas all year round. It has a store that's billed the South's largest Christmas store inside it. It looks nice, the hotel does. I wouldn't mind staying there. I see Scoopcraft, at least that's what they're calling themselves right now, at Hackson Hollow, was shocked to just learn about that Christmas-themed hotel. Lynn at LonnieLynn910 and Brandon at BrandoCash were lamenting about the last season of the National Christmas Center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which I featured last year on the show. Yeah, this is the last year of the place. It's hard to believe. So if you were thinking of going, you should go this season. It closes in January. And oh, what's up, John, at John Vaughn? He tweeted about how happy he was about the Summer Music Spectacular returning, which meant I had to do it. So you can thank John for this. Thanks, everybody, for retweeting about the show. I really, really want to spread the word. I want to bring new people in for the upcoming season. Tell your friends, get on social media, tell me where I need to be, and I'll be there too. It's twitter.com/xmasstocking, and you'll find most of what I'm talking about posted there. Oh, this is nice. This is Natasha Jackson in the Christmas Stocking. Come, O Come Emmanuel by Natasha Jackson. She spells it capital N, lowercase I, capital T, lowercase A, lowercase S, lowercase H, lowercase A. Thanks, Mom. I like it, though. I like different spellings. I like different names. I think it's all very fun when you get creative. Natasha's from Tennessee, Nashville these days, and she's super talented and super cool. Thanks for letting me play your song. And if you make any other Christmas music, Natasha, I want to hear it. All right, let's look at the top toys for 2017. There's some kind of cool ones. There's no BB-8 this year, but there's some very cool things. Hatchimals are back. Those are those little animals that hatch out of an egg, and last year they were really hard to find. So hard to find that they probably sold a lot fewer than they could. So they're going to have more this year. There's the Lovabella interactive baby doll. Drones are going to be very big. Be careful if you're giving them to a kid, because those things can be dangerous. In all kinds of ways. Oh, the Last Night remote control Squeaks Bot from Transformers. That thing looks pretty cool. It's a robot from a robot movie. That's kind of cool. And this is interesting. I'm not sure I quite picture it. It's Sound Moves. They're motion-activated musical bands. And when you move your wrists and ankles, you put them on your wrists and ankles, they create beats, they create rhythm, they create music. Sounds very cool. Oh, another Teddy Ruxpin is coming. I seem to say that every year now, and then I don't hear about it anymore after that. Of course, fidget spinners will be very big in the stockings, but there's also a fidget cube coming out this year, and I don't know how that's working. I'm wondering if it's kind of a cross between a fidget spinner and a Rubik's Cube. I don't know. And there is a Star Wars toy that you may want to get your little one. You won't be able to fit it in it yourself, sorry. It's a Luke Skywalker land speeder ride-on. It's like a toy car from Radio Flyer. It sounds like it's powered somehow because they give a top speed and stuff. That would be very fun if I was a little guy. Hey, you know I love to hear from you in all kinds of ways, and give me a call. I love getting messages. Call the Christmas Stocking at 323-487-1225, and you know what? Once in a while, I may even pick up the phone myself. I'll let you know on Facebook and Twitter when I do that. You could say Merry Christmas to your friends, or tell me what you want to hear, give me a topic idea, whatever you'd like. Call now. But remember, it's not a toll-free number in case you don't have free long distance. This is Found Wandering in the Christmas Stocking.
Jesse's lineage coming, as men of old have sung. It came a flower bright amid the cold of winter, when half gone was the
Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming by Found Wandering, Sarah and Colin Comstock and Jake Larmon. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, Jake. I think they're in Pennsylvania because they have a couple of autumn shows that are in the Philadelphia area. So they're probably around there, or maybe New Jersey, maybe Delaware, maybe Maryland, somewhere around there. This year's Capitol Christmas tree comes from the Kootenai National Forest in Montana, and they have the best website I've ever seen from the Capitol Christmas tree folks. It's really nice. I think they always give the domain to the state producing the tree. I'm not sure, but I think that's what they've been doing the last few years at least. They list every tree from the first one in 1964 and where it came from. The first four came from Buddy's Nurseries in Pennsylvania, and they didn't really start rotating states until the 1970s. Looking over this, none of the trees are from my home state of Connecticut. Now, this is the third one from Montana. The last one was in 2008. No word on when they're going to choose it or start their cross-country trip, at least right now. That's unusual. I think they're going to cut it November 9th, but I'm not even positive about that. Usually it's all chosen by now, I think. At least I think I've usually heard about it, and at least the beginnings of the itinerary to get it to Washington are out. So this is kind of unusual this year. But by the time you hear this, that may all be up. So the point may be moo, as Joey on Friends always said. Alright, he said it once, but it stuck with me. I still have the Zazzle store up, so if you are interested in summertime Christmas stocking merchandise, or a Christmas stocking mug, or a Christmas stocking travel mug, all that kind of stuff is there. You're going to help me out a little bit, and I appreciate it. Sorry I'm hawking so much. I'm kind of feeling the pressure, you know what I'm saying? If there's any stuff that you would like to see a Christmas stocking logo on, let me know. And if you know of any other good vendors, that would be great too. If you've had good experience with someone, great products, that would be really helpful to find out. You can get to the Zazzle store from mychristmasstocking.net. In fact, I have links to Zazzle stores around the world. Not all of them, I don't think, but some of them. Oh, and if you shop on Amazon, start at mychristmasstocking.net, and you'll help the show financially there a little too. This is a really nice original song by David and Deidre Casey. This is called Where Angels Don't Belong.
Who do you trust with innocence so mild? You're golden to dust and thrown into the wild to announce your claim, to renounce your claim. We're blood in the soil rise red beneath our feet, and everything royal seems distant and complete, and so far away, and so far away. Rejoice, for it was love all along who gave you into your mother's arms, where even angels don't belong. Rejoice, rejoice, in God's majesty undressed, closer than the angels would ever dare. Skin and bone and feeble flesh, skin and bone and feeble flesh. Gently laid to the earth and wrapped in lullaby, while heavenly host peeled glory through the skies. In a Chelsea's day, oh, in a Chelsea's day. Rejoice, for it was love all along who gave you into your mother's arms, where even angels don't belong. Rejoice, rejoice, in God's majesty undressed, closer than the angels would ever dare. Skin and bone and feeble flesh, skin and bone and feeble flesh. To a people marked with fear, you displayed your meekness, whispered truth into our ears. Did we mistake for weakness? We're living by the fear. How you loved us all along, it was you all along. It was you all along. Rejoice, rejoice, for it was love all along that gave you into your mother's arms, where even angels don't belong. Rejoice, rejoice, in God's majesty undressed, closer than the angels would ever dare. Skin and bone and feeble flesh, skin and bone and feeble flesh.
David and Deidre Casey, Where Angels Don't Belong. I really like that song. They're a husband and wife duo from Helena, Montana. I wonder if they're going to go see the Capitol Christmas tree as it comes through. Oh, you really ought to. That sounds awesome. This is The Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Northern Ireland personal trainer Paddy McGrath, I kid you not, is a huge fan of Christmas. Such a huge fan that he's organizing a Christmas jumper hike. A jumper's a sweater here in Yankee country. The hike's going to be on September 10th, a Christmas jumper hike on September 10th. He wants as many people as he can find to join him in their ugly Christmas jumper and climb Slieve Donard. I hope I said that right. He's raising money for children's cancer charity, Click Sergeant. Last I heard, he had 50 participants. I hope he has more now. Oh man, now we have some summery Christmas music. Summery cool.
Brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Hear the angel voice say,
That is divine. Philip Calder, Oh Holy Nights. He's another one in Nashville, Tennessee, but he's from Florence, South Carolina, and he's a musical minister who travels around the country and the world. Now, maybe you clicked a link to hear this show, or maybe somebody sent it to you by email, or maybe you have a phone and you're getting a new phone with a different platform and you're like, I don't know if I'll be able to hear the Christmas stocking anymore. But don't worry about it. We're like everywhere. Apple's podcast app, iTunes, a whole bunch of iOS apps for your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod Touch, a bunch more for your Android device, Google Play for your Android device, TuneIn, Stitcher, which I believe are both cross-platform. So don't worry about it. We got you covered. And I want to thank some people for some generous Christmas giving off-season. Thank you so much for your Christmas in the summer gift, David in Arizona. Werner, somewhere in Europe, thank you very much. I can never keep track. Werner seems to move around a lot. You guys are very generous, and I really appreciate it. It helps, especially this year, it's helping. You'll find a link at the top of mychristmasstocking.net. It's labeled Contribute if you want to give. It honestly, honestly helps. More and more every year.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Glory to God Most High.
Stephen Miller giving his own spin to Angels We Have Heard on High, adding glory to God Most High in the Christmas stocking. Now, he's not that Stephen Miller, not the White House guy. This guy seems much nicer. Stephen just adopted a child in China, as a matter of fact. Congratulations on the addition to your family, Stephen. And he's a pastor at a church that's near where I used to live in Dallas. That's pretty cool. Okay, here's some of the Christmas albums I've heard about coming this year. I don't make any guarantees. Sia is going to release a Christmas album. You know, the one who won't show her face? Yeah, and it's supposed to be all originals. I love that. She's a great writer, and we need more good Christmas songs. And I would like to hear honest, sincere Christmas music in a modern style. Because even the newer Christmas songs, even All I Want for Christmas Is You, still kind of harkens back to the 60s a little bit. A lot of hipsters are upset that she's making a Christmas album. So she's doing something right. Gwen Stefani has registered a bunch of original Christmas songs, too. One of them co-written by Blake Shelton. We'll see how many make it to her Christmas album this year. 98 Degrees just announced a Christmas album the day I'm recording this. It's called Let It Snow. Comes out October 13th. I'm kind of psyched for that. Cheap Trick is supposed to release a Christmas album around Halloween. We'll see. They say it's all recorded, so I hope it'll happen. But you know what? Drake was supposed to release a Christmas album last year. I told you about it last year on the summer show. It was supposed to come out, like, on Christmas, which sounded ridiculous. And guess what? It didn't come out. Or at least I never heard about it. And there's no evidence of it on Amazon or iTunes. And I haven't heard any more about it. Maybe it'll come out this year, maybe not, I don't know. Oh, by the way, we're on Facebook. Facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Thanks to everyone who joins us there. I think you can still click see first or something, make it a favorite or something to get all the posts, because Facebook is making it harder and harder for pages to break through. Hello, Dana from Ohio. I think she's from Ohio. Dana's a new listener. Welcome. I hope you like the show. Audrey, thank you for your episode idea. I'm definitely looking into it. And Chava in Texas, Curtis, and Dan, thank you for being on the live video I just did. I think I'm going to do more Facebook Live videos this fall, maybe even in December. Maybe. I'm Lee Cameron. Thank you for joining me for the Christmas Stocking Summer Music Spectacular. Ah, I love this. If everything goes according to plan, and I hope it does, I should return the week of Thanksgiving with an all-new season of the Christmas Stocking. I don't even remember what number season it is. Going to wrap it up with my new favorite Christmas artist, Katie Laurel. She's from Denver, Colorado. She's an outdoorsy lady, which makes sense. This song is called Two Birds in the Christmas Stocking. See ya. With a sweater.